love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the
Alan
plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it?
Hang on.
What are you talking about? Welcome. It's Alan Brazil up front with Mike Porky Parry. Mr. Parry, how are we?
Doing very well, Alan. I tell you what, a week of enthralling football and a weekend ahead of even more enthralling football. And you know the great thing is, Al? The action on the pitch is dynamic and fantastic, but the action off the pitch in terms of people's careers, Jose Mourinho probably at the top of that pyramid of interest, is what it's all about.
Without a doubt. And of course, Tim Sherwood gone.
Yeah.
So, you know, Villa, what they're going to do, it's very interesting. Mm. Just the capital one, we know that some of the big top Premier clubs don't take it that serious. We're at the stage now where it's semi-serious.
Well, it's very serious, though, when you get to the quarterfinals, because you've got to remember that apart from two clubs this season, maybe three, but I'm really talking here about Manchester City, Arsenal, and perhaps still Chelsea, but not Manchester United. Every other club in the Premier League, and there's 20 of them, go for the cups. They have to. There's 16 teams after two cups. The League Cup, which comes up first, and then the FA Cup.
And Everton-Liverpool still in.
Everton-Liverpool still both in. And actually, when the draw came up, I was hoping it might be an Everton-Liverpool draw, because I'm very confident about Everton's attitude towards this this cup competition. As it is, Everton are going away to Middlesbrough, so they're a team in the Championship, but a good team. And Liverpool, of course, have got the draw against Southampton, which is even more difficult away. So so it's going to be very interesting.
And I would imagine Jurgen Klopp would absolutely look at this. Could be his first trophy.
Do you know what was interesting, Al? Jose Mourinho, when he went to Chelsea, the first trophy he won was the League Cup, and then subsequently the Premier League Championship. The first trophy that many managers who come to this country win, because it's the first one available when they come here with a big profile, is that League Cup trophy. And it seems to work every time in terms of kick-starting a great managerial career.
So why so many penalties? It's a puzzle, isn't it?
Well, why so many missed penalties? The Manchester United thing, Al, is absolutely intriguing. We could talk about Rooney all day and what's happened to his form. In his last game, last weekend, he had the poorest set of statistics you can see. He compounds that by being one of three England players who missed penalties in the penalty shootout when United went out at home on their own territory to what you would normally describe as an inferior team.
Yeah. That is weird. We'll talk about penalties later on. Just on Jose.
Yes.
Chelsea. I spoke to Jose a couple of weeks ago. He was in fine form. Mm. He must be puzzled. He must be. I don't think he's sleeping at night, because whatever you say about Mourinho, whatever you say about the homes he has, the money he has, a very successful man, special one, this will be killing him. He will not be sleeping at night.
Oh, do you think he's trying to work his ticket out of Chelsea?
No.
This is a very serious question.
Absolutely no way.
Well, why is he doing things which he knows are going to absolutely irritate Mr. Abramovich, the owner, and by the way, the sole owner of the club?
Hold on. How do you know, Mike?
Yeah.
Right? How do you know? You're an ex-newspaper man.
Yeah.
How do you know that Mr. Abramovich is upset? We don't hear from him. We never see him apart from Chelsea games. How do you know how he's feeling?
Well, what you have to do is you have to base it on previous behavioural patterns by managers. And when they start either not producing the results or getting too big for their boots or becoming more public than Mr. Abramovich wants to be. Mr. Abramovich only wants to be public for what the team are doing. He does not want to be public.
A football club.
Yes.
So if he wanted to be low profile with these billions, why did he buy a football club?
There's many, many reasons for that. One of them
Give
is...
Give me one.
OK, one of them is that he's a billionaire, a Russian oligarch, and all of them go around the world, invest their money in other businesses to spread their wealth. That's a standard thing they do. However, Mr. Abramovich is a devoted football fan. He wants his team to win. He's never given an interview because although Chelsea are very high profile, he doesn't want to be high profile, and he doesn't want Jose to be high profile.
Why did he buy a football club?
He's not high profile.
You're missing the point.
No, I'm not.
He's a very rich man. He's an oligarch. He bought a football club in London.
Yes.
Probably to be safer.
I totally agree. I've just said to you, make investments around the world and have an investment hub in a capital city like London, and you are definitely protecting yourself against the ne'er-do-gooders of the financial, international, intriguing world in which Mr. Abramovich lives. I agree with all of that. Having said that, when you have bought a club, you want it to be a winning club, but you don't want your club to be more famous for the antics of your manager. This is certainly what Mr. Abramovich tells people, than what the club are doing on the field.
Okay, what matters most? Do the Chelsea fans still want Jose, yes or no?
I think the Chelsea fans are confused as to where Jose's coming from at the moment, and that's why I asked you the question, and I want you to think about it again. Is Jose trying to work his ticket out of the club?
Can I repeat my question? Do the Chelsea fans want him, yes or no? Of course they do.
Not when you're 14th or 15th
in the
table.
So they're booing every game, are they?
No, they certainly booed at half-time in the last game when Chelsea were trailing, and that is an example of a fact that you can wear patience thin. You can wear patience thin. Why has his attitude towards the football establishment so aggressive, so anti, so kicking referees' doors down?
Wenger's got away with so much. Why is not Jose?
Well, it's interesting that Jose keeps repeating this statement, doesn't he? That
Because he clearly feels there's different rules. Rules for one, rules for another.
Yeah, but then I'm afraid you're getting a complex about, everybody's against me. Everybody hates us, we don't care.
I spoke to Jose 2 weeks ago.
Everybody hates us, we don't care.
He was delightful. He was delightful.
Well,
he's
delightful to you, Al, but he's not delightful to the football authorities. Anyway, the point of the story is there's a massive game on Saturday.
Liverpool.
Exactly. It's a 12:45 game. It's the early one on Saturday. I don't understand for a minute why people are saying, if Jose loses this one, he's out. A, he's not going to lose it because Liverpool are still a very average team despite they scraped a 1-0 victory in the League Cup this week and just got through, which incidentally led to Jurgen Klopp giving it a bit of teeth, you know what I mean? Because he's got very prominent teeth. So giving it a bit of the old...
That was his nickname, wasn't it?
What?
Dortmund. Nasher Klopp.
Nasher Klopp, you're absolutely right, yeah. And punching the air and jumping up and down. And it's almost like you're trying to say to the fans, I'll convince you. Are you right there, Al? What's the problem?
I think it's a chest infection.
A bit of a chest infection.
But I did get out of bed just for you.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Good to see you here in the studio today. Have we got the air conditioning right for Mr. Brazil, please?
Engineer.
Nash o'clock.
Right. Nash o'clock. So he's jumping up and down, punching the air. Now, the last manager who tried to convince his fans by his touchline antics that he was so committed to the club and I'm one of you and all that was a guy called Tim Sherwood, who I'm afraid, despite his I'm one of you, lost 6 consecutive games and he's now history.
Yeah, but look, I'll say again, Tim went in there, he took the job, so I don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
But when you lose Delph, Vlaar, Benteke, your 3 best players, where'd you go from there? Look at Brendan, who he lost at Liverpool.
Yeah.
It's not easy, mate, when you lose 2 key players or one, to lose 3, whoever takes that Villa job, good luck to them.
Yeah,
because they are going down.
And it won't be Davey Moyes, by the way.
They're going down.
Yeah, they are going down, and it won't be Davey Moyes.
How do you know that?
I know these things. I know these things.
How do you know that? David, like Rooney, when they left Everton, you hated them. So you tell me David is now talking to you again?
I'm not revealing my sources, but if you think about it...
You don't work for the Sun anymore.
Excuse me, you think about it. How many fans of a club have actually got a lift to the 4th round FA Cup tie on the team coach, like I did?
Nothing to do with Davey Moyes.
Like, oh, yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. That was Bill Kenwright.
Oh, no, Mr. Kenwright wasn't on the coach. I was standing outside the hotel in Scunthorpe when the team coach pulled past, stopped. Scunthorpe. We were playing,
what were you doing in Scunthorpe?
We were playing Scunthorpe in the 4th round of the
there?
FA Cup. Because I support my team.
An old bird?
No.
Scunthorpe?
I drove up the...
Give me two famous... famous England players came from Scunthorpe.
Ray Clements.
I played at Scunthorpe.
Kevin Keegan.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I drove up the A1 in my brand new blue Jag, okay? Got to Scunthorpe, staying in the same hotel as the team. You know,
do you have any wheels left afterwards?
Very funny. He's trying to make out the Scousers.
I was talking about Scunthorpe.
Oh, Scunthorpe. Anyway, so the team coach pulls past and all of a sudden it stops and Jimmy, the kit man, goes, mate, the boss says, do you want a lift to the game? I actually got on the coach and got a lift to the game on the
whoopee
team coach. Oh, I tell you what, it was a day of my
whoopee
life. I was sitting opposite
I've
Steve.
I've been on the Everton team coach. Yeah, whoopee.
I'm telling you. Well, you've never been on... Well, I suppose you've been on the Ipswich team coach, obviously, and the Manchester United team coach. Because you have to play for them, that's right. Yeah.
Scotland.
But, you know, for a fan, it was a big thing. Now, let's talk more football. Come on. Stop messing around.
Where do you want to...
Well, Everton-Sunderland.
Diverse to.
Everton-Sunderland is the 1:30 game on Sunday. Big Sam has got...
No.
What?
No. If we're going to talk about a game, Chelsea Liverpool. Let's go back to that.
We have talked about Chelsea Liverpool.
No, in little bits and pieces.
Okay. Would you like to? Would you like to elucidate?
So Liverpool's record at Stamford Bridge,
not good.
So, and you're adamant they cannot win there.
Oh, I'm telling you now. I would put my house on Chelsea winning this game without a shadow of a doubt. And do you know why? Because the problem with Jose at the moment is he hasn't had enough big, mega big clashes. Jose's at his best when he's playing Manchester United, Manchester City.
He was slightly unlucky against West Ham.
Yes.
I think the Fabregas goal was a goal. Matic's sent off, right? And I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you doing, Matic? You know, you're in bad books for your manager. So why are you having two yellows? As soon as you get a yellow, you've got to go careful.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get sent off, you think, oh, thank you. Well, if you're Jose on the bench, you say, oh, well done, idiot.
Yeah.
You know, we're now down to 10 men.
How many yellows did you get?
One.
Well, that's not very competitive, is it? You only got one yellow in your whole of your career.
Yes, because I understood the rules.
You weren't getting stuck in very much, were you?
No, but do you want to see my record?
Your record?
My record was not, as you go back to the stats, you know, I had 50 passes and I only give two away, but those passes were 4 yards to my right, to my left.
Yeah.
That makes a football game, does it? That makes goals. Forget your stats, you tube. My record was how many goals I got per game.
Yes.
And that was enough.
Yes.
I got one yellow card. Jimmy Case whacked me off the ball and then said something to me, which I cannot repeat.
Right.
And I flung my arm out and caught him.
Right.
And the linesman caught me.
Did you break his nose?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh, okay. Nearly. What did he say to you?
I can't tell you.
You've got to tell us.
No, I can't.
No, it's the unspoken.
It's a podcast. Carry on.
Right, okay, here we go.
So how are Liverpool going to beat Chelsea? By the way, if Chelsea had beaten West Ham and go on and beat Liverpool, they'd be like fifth or sixth.
Mm.
So all this, again, this is you red-top tubes in the newspapers who just want speculation.
Oh,
you
really?
Want headlines.
Really?
When Jose goes, if he goes, who are you going to talk to? Some boring get?
No, Ancelotti's
Jose's
been lying.
Josie's great.
Ancelotti's been lying.
No, he's
isn't
not.
He?
No, he's not. No,
okay.
He won't come back.
All right, so
he got rid of him for Jose. Why is he going to come back?
So here, put your money on the table. Are Chelsea going to finish in the top four?
Fifth. I think they'll be fifth.
Oh, so they're not going to finish in the top four.
I think they've probably left a little bit too late.
Oh, so you've abandoned your mate Jose now, have you?
I have not abandoned him because they could win the Champions League.
Could win the Champions League, but that's very unlikely, isn't it?
Oh, the FA Cup.
They still could because the FA Cup hasn't started yet.
So they could win it.
Yeah, but they can't win the League Cup, can they?
There's more chance of winning something than Everton have.
No, they haven't. Everton are in the last eight. Everton in the last eight of the League Cup.
We're going to come to a tweet later, which I'm not going to embarrass the listeners.
Oh, yeah.
No, we might do a little video about it later.
Oh, really? Okay, that's
You've
fine.
You've got to start coming
that's
down.
That's fine. And actually, before we move on, Rooney missing his penalty the other night. I scored my first penalty at Old Trafford. Wayne Rooney missed his first penalty at Old Trafford. Wayne Rooney's England's leading scorer, and I've got a statistic which says I'm better than him.
If I recall, you were hammered, pissed, excuse me, the night before with me. You bought...
What?
Pardon me. You borrowed my football boots.
I did.
You went to Old Trafford. You came on at half-time.
I did.
There was Alvin Martin on one side. There was Mike Porcupine on the other.
That's right.
And as you... I was amazed you got that little steep bit from the dugout on the pitch. And as you climbed up and got on the pitch, there was an abuse of you fat...
It was
you fat bastard.
So I thought, I'm going to show you. So I scored my penalty.
And did I tell you how to take it?
You did. You said, actually, this is interesting. You said, just put it straight down the goalkeeper's throat because he will move to the left or the right. And guess what? It was the England under 19
goalkeeper.
Head
over the ball.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah.
And the crowd will let you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was a massive... So Porky's three strides back.
Yeah.
five little short strides up to the ball.
That's it.
Whacked it.
Yeah.
And there was a boo.
Yeah, but it hit the back
of
the net.
He knew he'd scored.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely true. Anyway.
He did score.
I did. With your boots on. Thank you very much.
And where are they?
Well, my mother's got them. They're in a glass case in her house in Bournemouth. Because there's a picture of me signing.
She is size four.
She's got a wear on
your boots back.
No. She's and there's a picture of me signing, scoring the goal.
So going back to penalties, you tell me professional players shouldn't miss penalties.
Well, I mean, look, Dan, our young producer earlier, made a good point. Why would you put three England players up to score penalties when we have such a terrible record and you've got a load of foreigners available to you to score them? But three England internationals.
If you go through that night, how many England players did score penalties?
Well, I mean, you'd have to count them up and you could do it on one hand. That is absolutely true. Now, moving on from there, Al,
So right. Chelsea-Liverpool, big game. You think Chelsea will win?
Yes, definitely.
Everton-Sunderland, Big Sam.
Everton will win that, without a shadow of a doubt.
Why?
Well, because it's 1:30, it's at Goodison, it's on a Sunday, all the portents are.
It's 1:30 got to do it.
Well, you probably don't know this, but I'm a student of psychology, and the footballer's brain is more fertile in terms of activity at 1:30.
Yeah, and there's 22 footballers on the pitch.
Yes, that's all right.
So Sunderland's brain is fertile as well.
Well, they have to travel down from the northeast.
No, they don't. They'll be there Friday night in the Adelphi.
Yeah, but they will have travelled down.
Used to be five-star, now it's a bit of a dump.
What I was going to say is, you've got to remember this, that Big Sam only got that result against Newcastle because Newcastle are so poor. So Everton are a very good team. A result have gone against us a little bit lately, but they're
why?
Why? Well, because we lost a couple of games that we shouldn't have lost, but we did.
Why?
Well, I was at Arsenal.
You're a student of the game.
Listen, I was at Arsenal, right, and we went 2-0 down and Ross Barkley scored one. It was 2-1 for half-time. And honestly,
is he still a bit thick?
Who?
Ross Barkley, you told me he's a bit dolly dimple.
I did not do that. I did not say that. I did not say that.
You did.
That's an absolute calumny, which means it's an untruth.
You couldn't make the right decision on the pitch.
No. Nothing about it. Talking about Arsenal, Al, can I tell you something that you told me? The
what?
Number of games that young Arsenal players have missed due to injury is quite alarming.
For the last 2 years, I've been talking about it.
For quite alarming. Theo Walcott, over 90 games missed during his 7 years.
Did Daddy Walcott sort you out in the box for the Everton game?
I'm sorry?
Theo's father, did he sort you out?
Don Walcott happens to be a friend of mine, and I see him when I'm at the game, but I mean, I don't know why you
did
would
he put you
up.
In his box? Tell the truth.
I did watch the game from an advantageous position, I have to admit, you know, but there's nothing unusual about that. I mean, I offer advice to people in football, you know, it's... That's the thing. It's the way the deal works.
So basically, creeped about Theo. But carry on.
Jack Wilshere's missed over 140 games. Now, what I said about Theo was Theo's been there since he's 17, so he's been nearly 10 years. So that only averages out at about, you know, fortunately, maybe, you know, 8 or 9 games a season.
Yes.
Jack Wilshere's missing something like 15 games a season.
And Jack, I told you before, on here, live on here.
Yep.
That's a 2-year-old injury that was not picked up.
Yeah. Is it also
a disgrace?
Is it also the fact that he is bow-legged and runs on the outside of
he's
his feet?
He's not bow-legged.
Thierry Henry.
You tell me a porker, a pig, could get between his legs if he stood straight?
Well, all I'm saying is he seems to run on the outside of his feet.
Oh, rubbish. Jack Wilshere, the reason why he's injured, Mike. Mm. Again, this is, you know, you need a little bit of football background.
Mm.
The way he entices players, the way he invites them in to try and nick the ball, because he dribbles, he runs at them with pace, and he might look as if he's just overrun the ball. They dive in and he nicks it off them,
right?
But a lot of times they catch him. When the ball's gone, they catch him.
Yeah.
That's why he's had so many injuries.
Yeah, right. There's the other one about Arsenal the other night when Theo Walcott came on after 5 minutes, only lasted 13 minutes and came off with a muscle problem. I don't know if it's a tear or whatever.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is, I remember I went to Everton Arsenal last season when Theo didn't play, but he spent the whole of the 90 minutes, Al, running up and down the line, keeping himself warm, keeping himself attuned.
Yes.
If you come on after 5 minutes, I presume that you're probably not properly warmed up, are you?
It's a difficult one. You see
what I mean?
Dress rooms now, you see a static bike. A lot of people get on there to get the heart rate up.
Yeah.
I think if you come on after 5 minutes, it's difficult.
That's what
I'm saying. You cannot be fully warmed up.
And then he came off after 13.
So what you've got to do is you come on and use your brain and just gradually, Even when the ball's nowhere near, you just have a few little runs and you know.
Yeah, I understand that. But could the manager accuse you of not getting completely committed into the game early
on? Not at all, because you're not meant to play. You're sitting there within 5 minutes, you're on, so no.
Because remember, he came after 5 minutes because Oxlade-Chamberlain, another young lad, you know, the Ox, you know, suffered.
Arsenal have a horrendous record, and I think Arsene Wenger eventually changed it a few months ago.
Yeah.
He changed his staff, he changed the way things are going, and yet they've still got horrendous injuries. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
What about West Ham-Leicester?
Well,
another big
one.
Game, two teams
interesting
that have been superb. Bilic has come in, done brilliant.
Yeah.
Vardy for Leicester has been sensational.
Absolutely sensational. And do you know what I find the most disappointing is that the Leicester, the club, are already allowing loose talk about, well, if we sold Vardy, it would cost 10 million, 11, 12 million.
No, yeah, and the rest.
That's what I'm saying. This debate should not even have started. When you've got a star player like that, you don't talk about, you know, what you'll get for him at the end of the season.
But that'd be within Everton's reach, 12 million, wouldn't it?
Easily, of course it would. But why would we want him? We've got Lukaku.
You know, Vardy's 7-7, is it?
Sorry?
How many is that? Lukaku. How many has he got in seven?
He's scored 6 goals this season.
Including
a hat trick. Eh?
Who's prolific?
Sorry?
Who's prolific? Who's going to the European Championship?
Well, the thing is,
Vardy is.
These players tend to do it
Vardy's
in bursts.
Going to the finals, I'm telling you.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Well, Lukaku will be there as well. Because, of course, he won't be at the European finals. He's not European. Oh, he's European.
Belgium.
He will be, yes, exactly. He will be there. He will be there.
I love someone who knows his football.
Listen. I've got so many stats and facts in my head, mate. Sometimes they collide with each other. That's all I'm saying. Now then, West Ham...
Are you sure you're on radio?
What? Listen, Leicester, you've talked about. What about the West Ham phenomenon?
Yeah.
They lost their two first home games of the season. Guess who the last manager who lost his first 3 home games of the season was, but won the first division title? And actually, it's pretty obvious. Bill Shankly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sure.
Glenn Miller was flying.
Hang on.
Now bring us a little bit up to speed, please.
No. What I'm saying is, I'm a student of facts in football, and you know, I study my books and come up with these things.
Specialising in Belgian internationals.
Can West Ham sustain it, Al? West Ham sustain?
No, they can't. But they've been brilliant. Look. Here we are. 10 games played. Mm. Almost 25% the season. Fantastic.
Yeah. And Leicester, of course, won't sustain it, will they?
Well, West Ham won't either. And that's why it'll be Man City, Arsenal, Manchester United. And then it's a battle, Tottenham, Liverpool or Chelsea.
What about Southampton?
Now, and by the way, I love watching Southampton.
Yeah.
And I kid you not,
that
Mahi, I'd buy him.
Yeah.
Not only is he brilliant, he's nasty. He's horrible.
Who's this?
Mahi, you'd want to really dig him. You want to give him one, a little mouthy
but
kick.
You'd like him on your side?
Yes.
A bit like Diego Costa. Okay.
Of course you would.
Yeah, you like these players on your side because they put the boot in.
And so down at the bottom, who's your vision of the three that are going to struggle?
I think the mindset of Aston Villa is now relegation. I think they're going to go.
Well, they're four, but they're only 4 off Bournemouth.
I think they'll go. I think Newcastle will go. I think Newcastle will go. And then...
Not a chance.
You don't think Newcastle will go?
Not a chance.
I think Newcastle will go.
Not a chance, Porky. This is going to come back to haunt you.
Yeah. Newcastle, Villa, and then AN Other is between Bournemouth and Norwich.
I think Bournemouth have lost 3 key players, which is heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
Not little injuries, you know, long-term, 6 months.
Old Eddie is a...
Nightmare. Young Eddie?
Young Eddie. Lives in the same road as my sister in Bournemouth.
Sandbanks?
I can't say where. No. Close, but...
Portsmouth?
No. Bournemouth.
Bournemouth,
okay. Yeah. You know, I'm the one who lives in Portsmouth. You know.
So you're the one with the tent in Portsmouth?
No.
It's not as affluent as Bournemouth and Sandbanks.
Excuse me.
And Poole.
Excuse me. A penthouse overlooking Portsmouth
Harbour.
Yeah,
that's got to be $82,000.
What, eh?
Right, so you're talking about Villa, you think are done. Bournemouth, you think are done. Villa. Newcastle will stay up.
No, they won't.
What about Norwich?
What about
Watford?
Do you know why Newcastle won't stay up? Because Steve McLaren will not keep them up and Mike Ashley will not sack Steve McLaren. Because Mike Ashley has the habit, in my view, very rich man, obviously, of saying to himself...
See, the Rangers chairman's there having a go on.
Yes, that's
new
right.
New chairman of the Rangers. Yeah. That's going to be a battle.
Yeah, that'll be a battle.
And I'd be backing Mike Ashley all day long.
Oh, I would, in any business battle. But unfortunately, like a lot of rich men, when they get into football, they have to rebalance their thinking pattern. And his thinking pattern is Steve McClaren was a really big, high-profile signing, lured him away from Derby.
I wouldn't say high-profile.
Yes, he was. He was. He's a former
England manager.
He's a former England manager.
You mentioned Ancelotti.
He's a former England manager.
You mentioned Jose. You mentioned Klopp.
He's a former England manager. It means a lot,
okay?
You mean
the Sabutio man, with Sabutio, you know, who's playing there?
Sabutio?
What's going on?
Sabutio? Are you mad?
I've seen him on the bench with Sabutio players.
No. They have these books that they...
It's not a book, you tube. Yeah. He's got little men he moves about, little counters.
No, he hasn't.
It's so pathetic.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, it's almost like that bike that you're talking about. You get on in the dressing room and start pedalling around on a bike. You know what that is? That reminds me of some people I know in this business, pedalling fast but going nowhere. Okay?
Right. Are we going to do this little video?
I think we certainly are.
Right. Porky, always a pleasure. That's the worst dribble I've heard for about 8 months.
Is that right?
To you by Audioboom.